up to the fourth mission and the fifth perek. So after we have determined that the edus of the two witnesses aligns, which, you know, if it happens, which is now the basis for moving forward, which we mean that, you know, if you're on trial for your life, hopefully this is not something that any of us have any experienced, you know, so that it's kind of a nerve-wracking situation. So poschen b'schus means that we tell the person, if you're innocent, don't worry, we're going to find you to be innocent. So that's, you know, reassuring. So we don't listen to one of two things. Edim are not allowed, it's a fundamental conflict of interest, to both be a witness in a case and to start making arguments, no matter how clever the arguments are. So that is a fundamental problem in halacha. The aid can't possibly be also involved in the argumentation. An aid can't be a dayan and weighing, you know, the evidence of his own testimony. I mean, that's just a fundamental paradox, mutually exclusive roles. The other thing is that a Talmud, in other words, they had 69 Talmidim there, can't start offering rationales to convict the guy, but he can offer rationales to exonerate. Amar echad min haTalmidim yesh lo amid lo b'schus, malin oso moshivin oso b'neim, v'lo yayored misham kol yom kulo, v'yesh mamish b'dvarav shomin lo, v'afilu omer yesh lo amid ala atzmi z'chus shomin lo, v'ovilvad sheyesh mamish b'dvarav. The defendant is allowed to defend himself, just like, you know, l'havdil in American courts, a person can have representation, and a person is also able to represent themselves. So a person is allowed to make arguments in his own defense. Interestingly, in terms of the Talmud who wants to make an argument to exonerate, if it ends up holding water, so then he gets a direct promotion. He could even be in the single A system, in double A. He could be all the way back. He doesn't have to be in the front row of Talmidim. But even if it's a guy, I mean, Hashura HaChorna, from the last row, if he says something that holds water, so he gets a battlefield promotion to be on the Beis Din. So it doesn't mean that he knocks off any of the 23, but he could be Yored Misham Le'olam. There's different views about exactly what that means, but it seems like he's promoted, at least in some form or fashion, you know, to serve on the Beis Din, which is a remarkable thing. So we say, you can earn your way onto the Beis Din, not by convicting somebody. You know, prosecutors, they earn their stripes by, you know, jailing people. In halacha, it works the opposite way. If you exonerate somebody, then you get, you know, promoted. So that's a very, you know, inspiring contrast, I would say. So you say, imatzulos chus patru, obviously if they exonerate him, you know, we could all go home happy. But if not, so they have to sleep on it. So this is a halacha that they have to be malin esadin, that we can't determine to execute somebody that day. You have to at least give it some thought. Okay. So hayum is dad lemachar, hayum is dadgin zugo zugo, simmatin b'machal, v'la yishosin yayin kol hayom, v'nosin v'nosin kol halayla. So what happens? You know, they, you know, eat very little, and they certainly wouldn't drink any wine. It should cloud their judgment. And they would talk, you know, all night long. L'macharas mashkimin uvayim levestin. And they, so basically, you know, the idea is it takes over their lives. It's not like they go home or they go to the ball game or they go out to a restaurant and they start talking about these things. There's a sense of the gravity of the matter, that they're holding somebody's life in their hands. You know, you can't mess around with that. Somebody who tried to convict or argued for conviction, if he rethought it overnight, can argue for exoneration. But the opposite doesn't work. At least b'shas masa umatan. So again, it very much is slanted. It's asymmetrical system. So somebody who offered arguments to exonerate the previous day cannot change his position and offer arguments to convict. The inverse is not true, right? You can switch from being amongst those who are arguing for conviction to argue for exoneration. Toba davar, if they make some mistakes in terms of what the fact patterns were, shnei sovrei adayavin maskirin osan, the stenographers will remind them. Yimatzulos chos patru, if they can find cause to exonerate, great. V'imlav omdin laminyan, shnei masar mezakin ve'chadasar mechayvin zakai, even a majority of one is enough to exonerate. Shnei masar mechayvin ve'chadasar mezakin, afilu echadasar mezakin ve'chadasar mechayvin ve'chad omer in yodeya, v'afilu esim mishnei mezakin ve'chayvin ve'chad omer in yodeya, yosifu adayanim. So we have to add judges in any case where you don't have a majority of two to convict. Even if you have 22 people of the 23 judges who say convict, and what the 23rd guy says, I don't know, So that guy who says, I don't know, is kaman delei sadam. It's as if he doesn't exist. He, because saying you don't know takes away the shame dayan, no longer have that legal status. And so instead of being 22 to 0, we say we don't really have a full quorum, and you have to add two judges, presumably from the Shura HaRishona. Ad kama mosifin, how much can you add? Shnayim shayim machiv ve'echad. You add till 71. 71 is always the maximum number. That comes from the Sanhedrin HaGdola. Shloshim v'shisha mezakin, u'shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin. Zakai, if you have a majority of one to exonerate, you exonerate. Shloshim v'shisha mechayvin, u'shloshim v'chamisha mezakin. So if you have a majority of one that seeks to convict, that's insufficient to proceed. Danin elu k'neged elu ach yirechad min hamechayvin divrei hamezakin. Until, again, obviously it's possible that one of those who seeks to exonerate could join the majority, and then you would have a majority of two, 37, or a majority of three, 37 against 34. But our hope is that, one of the those who seek to convict will switch sides. And again, the purpose here is not to be 100% down the middle. Obviously not. The rules are set up in favor of exoneration. Because again, as I said before, and we'll conclude with this, the basic principle in halacha is that it is better to exonerate 1,000 guilty people than it is to convict one innocent person. That's the way the system is set up, and part of that has to do with the fact that the halachic system is rooted in the notion that God ultimately brings justice. We have to do our best, but if we're going to err as human beings, even very qualified, very competent, very careful human beings, if we're going to err, we're definitely going to err on the side of exoneration and not on the side of conviction.